Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take, a part of the Ben Burnett Show Empire.
My name is Ben Burnett, host of the Ben Burnett Show. This is My Thought in One Take, the celebrity culture that exists in the Republican Party. During the next 6 months, the Republicans are going to have a very interesting confluence of events. Georgia Republican primary dealt a very interesting hand with decisive wins for both Brian Kemp and Herschel Walker. Both also stand to have very different results come November. While Governor Kemp's victory makes a lot more sense to me, Georgia voters saw through the saga that existed with President Trump. He survived. He advanced. He's extremely popular. Georgia is the first state among those Republican states in the country to really divorce themselves from former President Trump. The president still has towering influence if you look around. But if you don't believe me, just ask Liz Cheney how powerful his voice still is. She comes from a wildly conservative family, and she's as conservative as anybody can find. As we bring it back to Georgia, there's a paradox that exists. Look at Herschel Walker, who won the nomination of the Republican Party for one reason and one reason alone. Over 40 years ago, he won a Heisman Trophy and led an underachieving football program to national prominence. I don't mind the public process, and voters still have the opportunity to choose, but is this really who we've become? Georgia voters created a mess, especially in the Republican Party. A Heisman Trophy winning running back is between 3 and 6 points down to Senator Raphael Warnock. During a time that is seeing unprecedented inflation, record high gas prices, and a ton of issues, for all intents and purposes, it makes no sense that Raphael Warnock should even be able to withstand what's going to come, but he's going to. If you also look at 538, and the AJC, they have Brian Kemp up 5% on Stacey Abrams. That's well outside the margin of error. That's a 10-point delta between the popularity of Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. One of the people that Herschel Walker ran against in a debate refused to endorse him should he become the Republican nominee. That man is Gary Black. He's agriculture commissioner. Gary Black is widely respected, and he has led in a very solid way the Department of Agriculture for as long as I can remember. He's a great public servant. He's had a lot of really good wins over, and he barely cracked double digits in the United States Senate primary to come in second place. The largest industry in the state of Georgia couldn't raise Gary Black enough money to even be competitive. I admire him for a whole host of reasons. He does a great job with an industry that I don't understand very well, but he's also true to his convictions. Herschel Walker, the Republican nominee, will not be supported by Gary Black. He said it in public, and he said why. There were too many personal issues for him to put his name behind somebody like that, regardless of the popularity that they have with the voting base. Gary Black would have won that race. Kelvin King won the race, and Latham Sadler would have won the race against Raphael Warnock. They would have beaten him so bad that they could have put a Joe Biden move in place, and all three of them could have been locked in their basement for 6 months, and they'd have still beat Raphael Warnock. But the 68.2% of Georgia Republican voters that nominated him saw things differently, and they're about to learn a lesson the hard way. What's come to light, even in July, are his personal issues. Held a gun to his wife's head. He has a bunch of personalities. You never know what you're going to get. You don't hear me casting dispersions on people in the public process. I won't do it. I believe that he who wears the white hat shows the dirt the fastest, but I also believe that your talents have to exceed your problem. Does he have stability issues? Yes, they're well documented. Is the altercations with his wife, or have they come out yet? Yeah, they've come out. He's still 5 points down. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Georgia voters, I really have one question to ask you. With gas prices like they are and inflation like it is and full employment in the workforce, people are still taking second jobs. It's amazing to me that 10% of the voters in the state of Georgia are going to vote for Governor Kemp and not for Herschel Walker. And that's not something that's going to happen. We haven't even gotten to the October surprise. If you haven't been a great dad to your kids and you haven't disclosed that to your campaign and you haven't been forthright with it, what else can you expect? Because the media is going to have a tremendous axe to grind with him. When Herschel Walker loses in November, it's not going to be his fault. If Donald Trump called me and asked me to run for a United States Senate seat, I have to tell you, it would be very difficult to say no. But use your brain. Herschel Walker has spent the last 20 years as an absolute train wreck. Does he have an outstanding business career? No. Was he a Navy SEAL? No. Has he ever served the country in a meaningful way in public service? No. He won a Heisman Trophy 40 years ago. You know who else has won a Heisman Trophy? O.J. Simpson. Are you going to elect him into the United States Senate? Well, maybe 68.2% of you would. I'm upset with you because I'm really conservative. I'm the kind of conservative that you would want to represent the values. I could also be somebody that you locked in a cage for 6 months and not say anything and beat Raphael Warnock, just like Kelvin King would, just like Latham Sadler would, and just like Gary Black would. I don't understand why you at home can't get past the celebrity culture. Georgia voters, especially in the Republican Party, when Herschel Walker loses and the Democrats have this seat for six more years, it's not Donald Trump's fault. It's not Herschel Walker's fault. It is yours. You nominated the only individual that had their name on the ballot in that race that would potentially lose. When I wake up on November 8th, perched on my mountain of hypocrisy and righteousness, I told you so. And I'm not telling you so in November. I'm telling you now. This has to change. This has been another episode of the Ben Burnett Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.